What will be the economic outlook for the coming year as Governor Martin O'Malley rolls out his $39.3 billion budget? Forecasts have been mixed, with some projecting modest gains that could see the state's unemployment rate dip down to 6%. As of last November, the state registered a preliminary 6.4%. State Controller Peter Franchot, appearing before an economic forecast conference sponsored by the Salisbury Area Chamber of Commerce, was grim in his assessment.
We're projecting relatively modest to anemic growth. I mean, that's the reality. We have a jobless recovery underway. Obviously, there's politics all over the place, but the data shows that income withholding is down and that wage growth is the same as it was back in the depths of the recession.
Franchot said he was pleased that O'Malley's budget did not contain any new taxes. The Maryland Democrat worried about keeping the state's fiscal house in order, but also pushed for easing the estate tax from its current $1 million to keep money in the state. He said he was confident that any reduction in revenue could be made up elsewhere. In addition, the governor also wants to increase the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour over the next 2 years. The fiscally conservative Franchot said he was in favor of increasing the minimum wage, but was cautious.
It's got to be done carefully, because obviously there's a big impact on businesses that are not in the urban areas of the state, particularly the more rural areas, where there just have to be the right carve-outs and exceptions so that small businesses are not damaged.
Others at the conference believe the economic outlook for the state was a bit brighter. Christopher Kreiker with Wilmington Trust believes the national gross domestic product will hit around 3%, and he expects Delmarva to see some steady gains.
Candidly, versus the New England area, this area stacks up pretty well. We think that, you know, again, slow growth, but positive growth, which makes a meaningful difference than the shock that we saw to the system in 08.
One of the hardest hit sectors of the Delmarva economy has been construction, especially in housing. Georgia Nichols, Assistant Managing Director for Integra Realty Resources, says she's seen a lot more construction going on in the past.
All the signs look good, and the fact that the new developments are moving forward in eastern Sussex is just a terrific sign. It'll create a ripple effect that will impact all the surrounding areas.
She says areas like Lewis, Rehoboth, and Ocean View have been seeing an uptick, with the price of some properties in the Lewis area going up by as much as 10 to 20%. However, any economic forecast meeting would not be without tensions that surround the new phosphorus management program that was withdrawn late last year by the state after farmers and the poultry growers rebelled. New regulations would have prevented many farmers from applying cheap available chicken litter and instead forced them to buy more expensive commercial fertilizer. This has led to calls for an economic impact study, which Maryland Agriculture Secretary Buddy Hance said was being carried out. He added that he was confident the state would meet a 2017 assessment deadline.
If the model doesn't change significantly in 2017 and agriculture stays on the path it's been on, the previous two milestone checks, I'm very confident that agriculture will meet its obligation in 2025 without further regulations.
But Kenny Bounds with Mid-Atlantic Farm Credit said he was not so sure about the 2017 deadline.
No, honestly, if you want to know the truth, 2017 is really still not enough time, but we're under a lot of pressure to do something. It takes a long time to set up a research regime to do it right, to really figure out what the questions are and what we have to go research to find out. So I'm afraid that it will be still on a little bit too quick a glide path to really get the science done first.
This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.